Okay, so now we go into Universal Dynamics, and Universal Dynamics is probably one of the hardest ones for people to really get their head around, because it's taking your mind out of where you are. You know, a lot of people, they work 5 days a week, they've got the weekend, Netflix, pizza, wine, going on holiday, go away, diversion, diversion, never really thinking about the bigger picture. Universal Dynamics is really where we go into the looking at those subjects in the world that have become much more relevant in the last few years. Subjects like how the governments of the world work. We've become a much more, you know, combined unit. It used to be that we were in our town, and then we went to our city, and then we were in part of our nation, and now we're part of nations, and now we're part of a global community. And this is constantly evolving. So Universal Dynamics becomes a very much more important picture for us to orientate and work with. And it takes a lot of understanding of many, many subjects. And in something we call polymathic training, we talk about things like psychology, metaphysics, quantum physics, theology, philosophy, and spirituality. Really, once we start to bring all of those together, we can start to solve complex social and individual problems, because each one of them brings a different perspective to the table. And when we're trying to solve problems that are out there in the world at the moment, we have a choice. We can either abstain, say, oh, our leaders can do all of that, I won't bother, I'll just vote for something and hopefully that will work out. Or we start to recognize that we're now part of a global community where the old forms of leadership are maybe dying away. This is something that you might want to think about. And that we're now starting to see a new evolution of humanity. And this is what this program is about. When we do quantum psychology, theoretical consciousness, non-combative argument, and polymathic training, we're constantly trying to expand the brain just that little bit more by exposing it to new information, a different perspective which it can consider. We don't want someone to have a belief system from us. That's not what it's about. It's about them having a wider view so they can go, okay, I'm going to dip into that view and I'm going to experience it from another person's perspective. That will give me the insights necessary, and I can start to learn to develop my own mind. If, as I said in the beginning, if you start to work within a frequency and a bandwidth of your mind thought, it will only ever operate within that. That's why you can't ask those better quality questions, because they're beyond your comprehension. We do not know what we do not know, and there is so much that we don't know. But once we accept that we can be more, which is the first position to ascension, we can then start to really become aware of what that might mean, and then adapt ourselves to do that through assessing where other people are on that growth cycle. And this is, again, a very personal journey. It's where we start to ask those questions of ourselves and then start to ask questions of others. And by doing so, we start to engage with others and start to learn the limitations that we might have, because we kind of end up as a barometer. We're not trying to be judgmental. We're not trying to be condemning or condoning behavior. We're just trying to step back and ask the question, why did this happen? Where is it going? Who is it deserved? Where did it originate? As a particular social pattern or personal pattern of belief. And to do this, Universal Dynamics is a great methodology. It steps into subjects such as political subjects, such as religious subjects, such as UFOs, such as everything that we can think of to challenge the mind and say, why is it I take this position? Why is it I take this belief? And then once we get through that, we go, oh, that has limited us, and now we're seeing it slightly different. And that key phrase comes in: I didn't think about it like that. And when we've got that, then that's got that shift, and then the frequency and the bandwidth grows just a little bit, and that means the neuroplasticity of the mind changes a bit, which gives us a little bit more elbow room, a little bit more latitude, a little bit more flexibility to start to navigate the world in a more powerful way.